It's time for Ministry Update with Salem Media Group Ministry Development Director, John Stolz.
This is Ministry Outlook. I'm John Stolz, Ministry Development Director here at WTLN, where every week our goal is to bring you up to date on the latest local and national ministries as well as nonprofits. And today we're talking with an author, and he is no stranger to being behind the microphone, and that is Dr. Andrew Knight. And Dr. Knight is from the Institute for Biblical Apologetics, and a lot of misconception about the word apologetics. But good afternoon, Andrew, and explain to our audience what apologetics is all about.
Well, okay. So apologetics, typically the go-to verse is 1 Peter 3:15, which says, be ready always to give an answer for your faith, a reason for the faith that's within you. So so it does two things. Really, there's three things. One, the first, you're defending the faith. Second, you're advancing the gospel. And third, in my experience, is edifying your own soul.
Now, apologetics doesn't the word apologetics doesn't necessarily always being tied to the Bible or Christianity. From what I see, sometimes apologetics is like an act of defending a position on something in the universe, kind of thing. It's it presents logic and it presents evidence for an argument. You could write a dissertation for apologetics on the sky is blue. Is it really blue? Correct?
Yes, I could say I'm an apologist for broadcast ministry. I'm an apologist for institutes and Bible colleges. I'm an apologist for whatever. You're arguing for what you're advocating for, fill in the blank of that subject. Correct.
Yeah, well, like one of the things that when I was doing some research to talk to you, I had never thought of this, but in literature, when somebody writes a book, the preface of a book, sometimes explaining why this individual wrote this book or why this individual liked this particular book, is really apologetics.
It sounds very much like what you would put in a dissertation. You kind of are arguing for your subject. You're arguing for the uniqueness of it, why it's needed, and what you intend to accomplish, how it will add to the academic research of any one topic, like the author of that. Whatever book it sounds very academic. What you're saying, what you're referring to, like you might see in any thesis or beginning of any thesis or dissertation. Yes,
you're actually in the middle of you're doing. You have pretty soon. You are collaborating, I guess, with Dr. Joel Grassi. You are writing, he has written a portion of this, pamphlet that you're putting out or book that you're putting out, and you're writing the other half of that book. And, tell our audience what you're endeavoring to do, this.
Sure. So in the last almost 2 years now, Dr. Grassi's been encouraging me. He knew I had the Institute for Biblical Apologetics. And he, whenever we'd get together, talk on the phone, or a year ago, October, I preached for him in the Bronx at a conference he hosted. he would be encouraging me that, hey, we need to have a theological journal on this subject, and this is important. And he's been involved in debating and writing book reviews for or should say against atheist writings, defending the gospel, advancing the gospel. And so he suggested that that I start this, and there wasn't much in this realm. What we were focusing on is a biblical apologetics, or sometimes called presuppositional apologetics, where you're presupposing what is already said in the Bible. So like Paul said in Acts 17:2, he said he reasoned out of the scriptures for three Sabbath days. He reasoned out of the scriptures. So that's where your argumentation, that's where your foundation of your argument comes from. So he suggested this, and we had worked together on the conference a year ago in October, and I wasn't able to make this October, this month. And but this has been on the shelf for almost 2 years, and he sent me some articles and I think four book reviews, and I pulled together three of my longer papers, and then we put some advertisements in the back of the journal. And I think he's going to send me one more. He has a radio broadcast in New York City. He's going to send me a promo page for that. So we're putting this all together. It's getting edited right now, about 155 pages. And so maybe you may have alluded to this, John, but there's lots of different types of apologetics, even in the Christian, there's about five. But there's really, this is what I said to Dr. Grassley, I said, there's really nothing around the country that I know of, and I've been to a bunch of them, conferences all over, that is based on scripture as opposed to classical evidentialist. And he says, well, you should start your own conference. You should host your conference.
So what is the actual title of the journal that is soon to be published?
It's the Journal for the Institute of Biblical Apologetics.
Now, why would me as Joe Citizen want to pick up a copy of this? Well, how is it going to enrich my life and the audience's life?
Well, for the, say an unbeliever picks it up and he's encouraged to get a copy. Well, he's going to be challenged with some things that he's maybe never, or she has never heard or read before. And so it's going to be a very much an eye-opener to them. For the Christian, many have not, if they've ever heard of the word the Anabaptist, and my current dissertation I'm writing is on Anabaptism and their apologetic method. So that was my whole thesis statement, worded a little better. But what was the apologetic method of the Anabaptist during the 16th century in Western Europe? And so somebody picks that up, a Christian says, well, you know, I'm Baptist, or I have friends that are Baptist, but I don't know anything about this Anabaptist stuff. Well, when they come to read it, they're going to find that the Anabaptists were instrumental in the separation of church and state that we have in America, and very clearly what took place with the Anabaptists in Zurich, Switzerland, 1525, had a direct impact on America that led us to having freedom of religion and the what's known as the free exercise clause in the Constitution. Now, the Anabaptists were not trying to be political, but almost everything they did had a political ramification. That's what I'm saying to you, John. I'm not trying to be political, but when you apply scripture, it's gonna have political ramifications. And so it is, and if a believer would pick this up, it's going to absolutely encourage them. It's going to challenge them. Dr. Grassi's a biblical linguist, and he uses Greek, I think, and maybe some Hebrew in his writing, but he adds something that you don't see in a lot of writing. A lot of journals do have Greek and Hebrew put in it, in their writing. But this will absolutely edify John Q. Public that picks this up.
In the limited time that we have left, if someone wanted to get more information on apologetics, you have, I think, a new website called apologeticsnow.org?
Yes, it's not new, but it's just refurbished, and it's real pretty, and it downloads real quick, and very attractive, and we'll have the journal on there probably as soon as next week, apologeticsnow.org, and people can call and to get their copy as well, 877-411-5300.
Try that.
And one way or the other, we can get them a copy wherever they're at.
Okay, I kind of stepped on your phone number there, so do you want to give that phone number one more time?
Certainly, 877-411-5300.
Our time is up for this week. Andrew, thank you for joining us, and to our listening audience, tune in again next Sunday afternoon for another Ministry Outlook.
You've been listening to Ministry Update with Salem Media Group Ministry Development Director John Stolz. Join us again next week at this very same time for Ministry Update. This was a pre-recorded show.